The test is in four parts, part 1, part 2, part 3, and part 4. Now look at part 1.
Part 1.
You will hear a conversation between a male clerk in a hire company and a woman customer. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, welcome to Harry's Hire Company. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, yes. I've come in to find out about renting stuff for a 21st birthday party.
Yes, of course. First of all, what date is the party?
It's next Saturday. That was the closest we could get to the actual birthday, which is the 22nd of November. Gosh, it's hard to believe it was 21 years ago. Seems like yesterday.
So the 18th of November?
No, sorry. I meant the following Saturday, the 25th.
Okay, we have just about everything here. Tableware, marquees, you name it, we rent it. What size of event are we talking about here?
Yes, that's a good question. We were planning to have about 40 people, but you know how these things grow, and it went up to 60 at one stage. I think it's back to 55 now. Yes, that's right. It was all getting a bit out of hand.
Okay. And what kind of catering and entertainment are you having? We can help with entertainment hire too. You know, if you need microphones or a sound system.
Oh, that's good. We've booked a catering company and they're providing a meal. It's nothing elaborate, just finger food snacks and then a simple buffet meal. So we'll need all the usual dinner plates and bowls. I suppose 5 dozen of everything. Oh, and knives and forks too, 5 dozen sets. We won't need any cooking equipment because the caterers will do that. And they're providing tea and coffee as well.
I see. And do you need any tables or chairs?
Well, not tables, because we wouldn't have room for them. But I suppose some extra chairs might come in handy. What type do you have?
Come over here and I'll show you. We have a couple of different kinds. We do have the folding wooden ones, like these. But the most popular ones are just those stackable plastic garden chairs. We rent a lot of those.
Yes, the plastic ones look great. Maybe 40 of those.
Okay. I'm making a list here as we speak. Was there anything else? Oh, do you want small or medium glasses? People generally want both sizes.
Yeah, better get both kinds. 4 dozen of each. And what else? The caterers are supplying a punch bowl, so that's okay. Oh, I know. What about 6 ice buckets for keeping the drinks cold? We're providing all the drinks because I have a friend who's helping us with that. I suppose this is going to get very expensive.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Well, let's talk about our packages and rental deals. Firstly, what day do you want to collect the equipment?
Oh, I'm not sure. Does that make a difference to the price?
Well, the weekend package deal is to pick up after 5 p.m. on Friday and drop off before 10 a.m. on Monday. That will be $1,600 plus tax. If you want to save a bit of money, you can collect the equipment on the day of the party before 5 p.m. and drop off on the Monday before 10 a.m. and that will be $1,350 plus tax. That's called the same day package. Your party numbers come between our small and medium price packages, I'm afraid. So in fact, you could rent a few extra of everything for the same price.
I see. Well, we're not inviting more guests. I think we have quite enough already. Are there any other hidden charges with those packages?
No, not really. But if you want us to drop off and pick up at your house, there is an extra home delivery charge of $50, provided you live within 10 kilometres of here. Oh, and if you want to take out breakage insurance, that's a $60 flat fee. Otherwise, you pay for every item you break at the replacement cost.
Wow, so how much is that then? I bet that soon adds up.
Well, yes, it does a bit. Let's see. Tableware is $3.55 a piece, small glasses are $3.50, and medium glasses are $4.40. Oh, and if you break a chair, they're expensive. $15 each. And you'll be surprised what happens when the party gets going.
Yes, insurance sounds like a good idea. And I think I'll take the weekend package deal, thanks. It's much more convenient, isn't it? And not much more expensive.
Okay, so let's take a few details then. Your name?
Oh, it's Susan Millins.
Is that Miller?
No, it's M-I-L-L-I-N-S.
Right, and your address, please?
28B Sandstone Close, Martinsborough.
And just to confirm the order, the medium-sized party weekend package with breakage insurance. And did you want to collect this yourself?
Yes, thank you. I do live within 10Ks, but I don't want to pay any extra charges. I'll get my son to help me.
Okay. We'll need an emergency contact number, just in case anything goes wrong. Oh, and credit card details, of course.
Oh, yes, of course. The phone number is 084-398-7695.
Okay, thank you. And now the credit card.
That is the end of part one.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now turns to part two.
Part two.
You will hear an employee of the Sports Super Centre giving a guided tour of the facilities in the centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 17. Listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 17.
It's so nice to see so many people here on our open day. I hope you'll be impressed by what you see and that you'll all decide to join up. We have tried to cover all aspects of sport and fitness here at the centre. Well, let's start, shall we? As we're standing here at reception looking down the long corridor, you'll notice the car park on your left, where most of you have parked, asks you to reverse into the parking spaces for safety reasons. Also, this morning, a couple of keen potential members rode their bikes right in through the door instead of leaving their bikes outside there on your right, where the secure bike stands are. You may be wondering why there are so many mothers arriving with little children. As we proceed, you'll see that this first room on your right is a creche, where you can leave your little ones for up to 2 hours and they'll be expertly supervised while you work out. After the creche, on the same side of the corridor, is the male locker room with showers, spa and sauna. Opposite that, on your left, there's a staircase leading to the mezzanine floor. You'll not only get a great view out over the playing fields, but you'll also find a coffee shop and snack bar selling a range of wholesome food and drinks, protein shakes, fruit smoothies, that kind of thing. We won't go up the stairs at this point. I'll give you some time later when you can explore at your leisure. Most of you in the group are women, so next, let me point out the women's locker room, which has the same facilities as the men's, you know, things like showers, spa and sauna. It's separated from the men's locker room by an office, which the staff mainly use for administrative purposes. As we move on the same side of the corridor as the stairs, you'll see the entrance to the main hall, where they hold yoga classes, aerobics and so on. On the wall here, there is a timetable of all group classes, and it is updated regularly. Now, opposite the hall is the gymnasium itself. Go ahead, have a look. Impressive, isn't it? Very spacious, light and airy, with all the most modern equipment. As we continue down the corridor, past the main hall, on the same side, there is a conference room. This is mainly used when the centre is hosting a big sports event of some kind. It gives the officials a quiet place to gather and have meetings and so on. You'll have seen the 400-metre athletics track on your way in beside the car park. We have some pretty big athletics conventions here. Well, after a strenuous workout, I bet there's nothing you'd like more than a swim in the aquatic complex. But first, these rooms on our right are all part of the sports medicine clinic, where you have access to a doctor, physiotherapist, massage therapist, podiatrist, and even a sports psychologist if you need one. Of course, you'll need to make appointments, but if you have any questions, just pop in and see the clinic receptionist and she'll help you out. Okay, let's go through the turnstile ahead of us. And here we are, in the aquatic centre. Turn left, past the pool shop, where you can buy or hire goggles, swim caps and such like, and we're outside, poolside. Beautiful, isn't it? Especially on a day like today. Go on, dip your toes in the water, and if that's not warm enough for you, then I'll take you to the indoor pool, which is less than half the size, but heated to 32 degrees. Let's go back past the pool shop and through the double doors to the indoor pool. Well, that's all I have time to show you. Let's go back to the reception area, and if you like, we can run through some details about opening hours, membership and so on.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 18 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 18 to 20.
Now, in this brochure, you'll see the opening hours. The centre is open 7 days from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, except for public holidays, which follow Sunday's timetable. On Saturdays, we open at the same time as weekdays and close a little earlier. So that's 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturdays, and on Sundays, everyone gets a sleep in. You can come in between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Membership fees cover access to the gym, group classes and the pool. But if you want to join a swim squad to train with a coach, you should inquire at reception for prices and timetables. In the gym, personal training is available from one of our dedicated team of trainers, and reception will have more information on who is free when and what hourly rates apply. However, there is always a certificated instructor on hand in the gym at all times for advice and help. And once your membership is paid, you're entitled to a free health assessment, and you'll get a program designed to meet your own particular needs. You'll need to book a time for this with the gym instructor. Now, if you're a mum or dad, remember you can leave your children in the creche. They take babies from 6 weeks old. Bookings are essential though, and you'll have to check the website for times and pricing. Members are also entitled to tennis lessons on a Tuesday or Thursday from 9 till 10:30. But bookings are essential, so ring Natalie. Her number is here in the brochure to reserve a place. Well, I think that's it. Any questions?
That is the end of part two.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now turns to part three.
Part three. You will hear a conversation between a student called Mark and his teacher, Professor Jones. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hello, Mark. What can I do for you?
Oh, hi, Professor Jones. I've come to ask you a big favor.
Let me guess, Mark. You want more time for your essay assignment. You're the third student I've seen today, all with the same request. It beats me why a few people leave their planning to the last minute and then think that they can come at a day's notice and get a reprieve. It's really not fair to all the students who are well-planned and organized, is it?
Yes, you're right, and I'm really sorry I need to ask. I've never asked for an extension before.
So, Mark, why should I grant you an extension when I said no to everyone else today?
Well, Professor Jones, I really do have a valid reason. It's not just the usual, like I have a cold, and I have a certificate from my doctor, or my computer crashed and I lost all my data. I wouldn't bother you with those old excuses. You see, my twin brother was planning to get married next weekend, but last week his girlfriend told him the wedding was off, and he landed on my doorstep. He was really upset. I couldn't just tell him to go away because I was busy, and of course I would have had three assignments due this week, and all my study plans just went out the window.
I see. So why didn't you come to see me a week ago when your brother first turned up?
Because I was hoping I would still be able to get it done, but I just can't manage it. Well, actually, I have written the required number of words, more or less, but frankly, I feel it's terrible. I don't want to let myself down by handing it in as it is at the moment, and I really don't want to drop my grade point average by getting a low mark on this assignment.
Well, the course handbook states very clearly that at least 5 days' notice is required for any extension, except in emergencies. Those rules were designed to make it fair for everyone, you see. You're supposed to submit a request on the proper form, and you can send it by email. And you also need to make an appointment and discuss your request in person, as you have done now. Your problem does come very squarely under the family issues category, so you probably would have got some extra time if you'd done that. I'm not really inclined to grant this request now, you know.
Yes, I know I've really messed up. I suppose I'll just have to hand it in as it is and take a lower grade.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Well, at least you've made a start, which is more than can be said for your other colleagues today. Have you got what you've done so far? Come on, we'll look through it together, and I'll see if I can make a few suggestions for a quick fix. How about that?
Oh, thank you. Yes, here it is on my laptop.
Well, let's see. Let's start with the bibliography. Yes, you've consulted most of the sources I suggested, but you don't have any references of your own, and that was part of the task, wasn't it? You need at least 3 references of your own, see?
Yes, I know. I did find one more, McDonald and Ferris, 2014.
Okay, that's a good one. I suggest you look at their reference list, too, and chase up a couple more from there. You should be able to find everything you need in the online library databases, especially LanguageLine.
Yes, okay. So what about the essay structure and the argument? Are they okay, or am I barking up the wrong tree?
Well, you just seem to jump straight into your first point here. I'm not sure where your essay is going. Where's the introduction?
Oh, right. I always leave that till the end and write it after I've finished the rest of the essay. That way, ties into what I've already written. Well, that's what we were taught in the study skills course, anyway.
Yes, and you're quite right. So tell me about your ideas. What's your main argument?
Well, I'm not really sure. I think I understand the 3 opposing theories okay, but I don't really have a strong opinion about which one is correct. I was more thinking of explaining them all as clearly as I can, and then giving the evidence for each one. I don't think there's a clear-cut right or wrong. Well, that's my opinion anyway. Do we need to say that one is better than the other two?
No, you don't. And what you are planning to do is often the best way to go about it. Well, I've been skimming through what you've written while we've been talking, and one thing you definitely must do before you submit this assignment is to edit it for grammar and spelling mistakes. There are a lot of errors here, just simple things that are easy to fix. But still, I can see you've done the basic work, and I do sympathize with your brother. It must be very difficult for him. So I'll give you 1 extra day on this essay.
Oh, thank you, Professor Jones. Thank you. I'll hand it in before 5 p.m. on Wednesday, then.
Yes, that's the final deadline. Goodbye now.
That is the end of part 3.
You now have 30 minutes to check your answers.
Now it turns to part 4.
Part 4.
You will hear a talk on the topic of time perspectives. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Today, I'm going to be talking about time. Specifically, I'll be looking at how people think about time and how these time perspectives structure our lives. According to social psychologists, there are 6 ways of thinking about time, which are called personal time zones. The first 2 are based in the past. Past positive thinkers spend most of their time in a state of nostalgia, fondly remembering moments such as birthdays, marriages, and important achievements in their life. These are the kinds of people who keep family records, books, and photo albums. People living in the past negative time zone are also absorbed by earlier times. But they focus on all the bad things, regrets, failures, poor decisions. They spend a lot of time thinking about how life could have been. Then, we have people who live in the present. Present hedonists are driven by pleasure and immediate sensation. Their life motto is to have a good time and avoid pain. Present fatalists live in the moment too, but they believe this moment is the product of circumstances entirely beyond their control. It's their fate, whether it's poverty, religion, or society itself. Something stops these people from believing they can play a role in changing their outcomes in life. Life simply is, and that's that. Looking at the future time zone, we can see that people classified as future active are the planners and go-getters. They work rather than play and resist temptation. Decisions are made based on potential consequences, not on the experience itself. A second future-orientated perspective, future fatalistic, is driven by the certainty of life after death and some kind of a judgment day when they will be assessed on how virtuously they have lived and what success they have had in their lives. Okay, let's move on. You might ask, how do these time zones affect our lives? Well, let's start at the beginning. Everyone is brought into this world as a present hedonist. No exceptions. Our initial needs and demands, to be warm, secure, fed, and watered, all stem from the present moment. But things change when we enter formal education. We're taught to stop existing in the moment and to begin thinking about future outcomes. But did you know that every 9 seconds, a child in the USA drops out of school? For boys, the rate is much higher than for girls. We could easily say, ah, well, boys just aren't as bright as girls. But the evidence doesn't support this. A recent study states that boys in America, by the age of 21, have spent 10,000 hours playing video games. The research suggests that they'll never fit in the traditional classroom, because these boys require a situation where they have the ability to manage their own learning environment. Now, let's look at the way we do prevention education. All prevention education is aimed at a future time zone. We say, don't smoke or you'll get cancer. Get good grades or you won't get a good job. But with present-oriented kids, that just doesn't work. Although they understand the potentially negative consequences of their actions, they persist with the behavior because they're not living for the future. They're in the moment right now. We can't use logic, and it's no use reminding them of potential fallout from their decisions or previous errors of judgment. We've got to get in their minds just as they're about to make a choice. Time perspectives make a big difference in how we value and use our time. When Americans are asked how busy they are, the vast majority report being busier than ever before. They admit to sacrificing their relationships, personal time, and a good night's sleep for their success. 20 years ago, 60% of Americans had sit-down dinners with their families, and now, only 20% do. But when they're asked what they would do with an 8-day week, they say, oh, that'd be great. They would spend that time laboring away to achieve more. They're constantly trying to get ahead, to get toward a future point of happiness. So, it's really important to be aware of how other people think about time. We tend to think, oh, that person's really irresponsible, or that guy's power hungry. But often, what we're looking at is not fundamental differences of personality, but really just different ways of thinking about time. Seeing these conflicts as differences in time perspective, rather than distinctions of character, can facilitate more effective cooperation between people and get the most out of each person's individual strengths.
That is the end of part 4.